From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the theme of the principles of divine judgment as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled, Judgment According to Law and According to Light Given. The text is found in chapter 2, verses 11 through 16. The Apostle Paul has made it clear that God will judge every man's works, both of the saved and of the unsaved. As Dr. Cairns will show, God's judgment means that men's works have a moral quality about them. In other words, all men know enough of God's law to be judged by it. Since God is absolutely holy, the standard of His law requires perfect legal obedience if men are to be accepted and justified before Him. This makes it clear that in order for anyone to be saved, he needs a righteousness from outside himself, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which God imputes to those who trust Christ as Savior and Lord. Dr. Cairns will introduce this message in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's meditation is entitled The Mighty Magnet. The text is John chapter 12 and verse 32, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Come, ye workers, be encouraged. You fear that you cannot draw a congregation. Try the preaching of a crucified, risen, and ascended Savior, for this is the greatest draw that was ever yet manifested among men. What drew you to Christ but Christ? What draws you to Him now but His own blessed self? If you have been drawn to religion by anything else, you will soon be drawn away from it. But Jesus has held you and will hold you even to the end. Why then doubt His power to draw others? Go with the name of Jesus to those who have hitherto been stubborn and see if it does not draw them. No sort of man is beyond this drawing power. Old and young, rich and poor, ignorant and learned, depraved or amiable, all men shall feel the attractive force. Jesus is the one magnet. Let us not think of any other. Music will not draw to Jesus, neither will eloquence, logic, ceremonial, or noise. Jesus Himself must draw men to Himself, and Jesus is quite equal to the work in every case. Be not tempted by the quackeries of the day, but as workers for the Lord, work in His own way, and draw with the Lord's own cords. Draw to Christ, and draw by Christ, for then Christ will draw by you.
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts continues to be most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking the time to do so. Remember that any literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We're turning tonight in the book of Romans to chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. The reading will be brief, and you may pray that the preacher will follow suit. But Romans chapter 2, we'll read from verse 11 to the end of verse 16. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to the reading of His own precious and inspired word for His name's sake. Those with good memories may be able to recollect where we last were in Romans chapter 2, and we took quite a few weeks to traverse, maybe that's the best word, to explore perhaps the opening verses of the chapter. Paul has just been stating that God will judge men according to their works. That's a very simple sounding statement, but if you have been here over the past number of weeks, I think you'll attest that when we actually get to look into it in some detail and depth, it is both an amazing and indeed an alarming statement. As I've said before, I've had quite a few inquiries, both from people attending the services, from people who have listened to these messages on sermon audio, people inquiring as to the full import as they seek to follow through the teaching of Scripture, the full import of this apparently simple statement that God will judge every man according to his works. That this is a statement true of both Jew and Gentile. Now that's what Paul has been stating. I'm not going to open that up again. I'm tempted to, but we must leave it and get on. Otherwise, we'll never get to the end of Romans 2, never mind the end of Romans. Now, once he has made that statement, it leads Paul to another profound train of thought. Think of it. God will judge all men according to their works or their deeds. Now follow his thinking, and here I'm going to sum up what we have been reading tonight. Follow his thinking very carefully. If God judges men according to their works, then those works must have a moral quality about them. But for any man's work to have a moral quality about it, that man must be aware of a divine law. As Paul later states in this epistle, and this is one of those, by the way, statements of the apostle that is of unimaginably great theological significance. Where there is no law, sin is not imputed. Where there is no law, God cannot judge a person guilty of anything. So if he's going to judge men's works, there is a moral quality to their works, which means the people who do those works, Jews and Gentiles, are aware of a divine law. And that means that, this is the great conclusion that Paul reaches, that all men, Jews and Gentiles, remember by Gentiles, he was referring to the heathen nations. All men, Jews and Gentiles, know enough of God's law to be judged by it. Now that's the great teaching of the passage that we've been reading together tonight. Verse 12 and verse 16 should be read together. I'm not going to get into the argument. It seems to me to be rather useless as to whether we should put 13, 14, and 15 within parentheses or not. I think the Authorized Version has done it the best and the simplest, most straightforward and helpful way. Put them in parentheses. I'll show you why. But there's not a lot hangs on it. It's obvious that verse 12 starts a thought that is finished in verse 16. In the day of verse 16 cannot refer to the end of verse 15. Verse 15 ends with men's reasonings in this present day and the operation of their conscience at this present moment. Verse 16 speaks of a future day of judgment, and it is linking up particularly with the end of verse 12. Now let's read them together. As many as have sinned without law, I think to make the meaning clearer, we may insert for English readers the word the before law, before the law. Those who have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Now that is Paul's main statement. An English teacher would call that his thesis. That's the great statement, the proposition that he's making. That's the doctrine he is here defending. Now verses 13, 14, and 15, as I say, usually placed in parentheses, because they expound this main theme in some detail. And they show how the general principle applies first to the Jews, verse 13, and then to the Gentiles, verse 14 and 15. And here the apostle shows us that while it is true that the Gentile nations did not have the written revelation of the law of Moses as the Jews did, yet, and this is a tremendous statement, they showed the work of the law written in their hearts. And he therefore concluded that each of them would be judged according to the revelation that God had given. Now, it's easy for me to say that. Try to take it in, and I'll sum it up in one brief banner statement. Each of them, the Jews and the Gentiles, the Jews with the written law of God, codified by Moses, the Gentiles without that Mosaic law, each having enough of the law to be judged as God's moral creatures and his responsible creatures, each of them will be judged according to the revelation that God has given them. So the subject of the passage then is judgment according to law and according to light given. Judgment according to law and according to light. Now as we pursue that, I will have four statements to make. I hope I get through them all. First, This is fundamental to the understanding not only of this passage, but of the whole epistle of Romans. God accepts only perfect, legal obedience, perfect legal righteousness as His standard for accepting and justifying man. Now that's the truth that Paul is building everything upon. I say that at the beginning here because, as I probably have cause to refer to frequently through this message, this is a passage that has been not only expounded, subjected to exegesis, but it has been subjected to a lot of what is technically termed eisegesis, which means not only do people draw out what the passage teaches, but when that doesn't suit their particular theological bias, they read in what they wished the apostle had actually said. And this is a passage that is used against the entire run of the apostle's teaching to teach that people can be justified before God on some other ground than that which Paul says in this epistle is the only ground of justification. And there are many theories by eminent scholars spun out of the words that Paul uses, or more exactly, doesn't use, to teach that God somehow is going to look benignly on the heathen, the enlightened heathen, the moral heathen, the good heathen, the obedient heathen, the heathen who live up to the light that they have, and if only they will do that, God is going to justify them on that ground. Let me make it clear. This passage of Scripture, properly understood, and by that I do not mean to say understood as I want it to be understood, understood in the terms in which Paul has given it, teaches no such thing. Paul's one message, and it is a message of classic proportions, a message of universal application, a message that needs to be grasped as much today as in the day when Paul gave it. His message is that God has one standard for justifying sinners, and that is the perfect obedience to His law. A perfect, unspotted, unbroken, unblemished righteousness as the result of obeying His law. That is the only ground upon which God will ever justify anyone. That's Paul's whole truth here.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.